Chapter 3. Financial IQ Number 1, Making More Money. After 4 years at the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy, I graduated in 1969 and got my first job with Standard Oil sailing on their oil tankers. It was a great job with a great company. I only worked for 7 months and then had 5 months off, got to see the world, and the pay was pretty good at approximately $47,000 a year. That's the equivalent of $140,000 today. After only 4 months, I resigned from my high-paying job with Standard Oil and joined the Marine Corps to fight in the Vietnam War. I felt an obligation to serve my country. At the time, many of my friends were doing everything they could to avoid the draft. Many were going on to graduate school. One ran and hid in Canada. For me, going to war and fighting was not the hardest part of my decision. From my naive vantage point, the war actually seemed kind of exciting. I was not concerned about fighting, killing, and possibly being killed. The toughest part of my decision was the pay cut I would have to take. Marine Corps second lieutenants were being paid $2,400 a year. At Standard Oil, I was making that in 2 weeks. 5 years later, with 1 year spent in Vietnam flying helicopters, I was honorably discharged from the Marine Corps. My first and immediate challenge was financial IQ number one, making more money. I was 27 years old and had two great professions to fall back on, one as a ship's officer, the second as a pilot. For a while, I considered returning to Standard Oil and asking for my job back. I liked Standard Oil and I liked San Francisco. I also liked the pay. I would have started at about $60,000 a year, since Standard Oil counted my time in the Marine Corps towards seniority. My second option was to get a job as a pilot with the airlines. Most of my fellow Marine pilots were being offered great jobs with a pretty good starting pay of about $32,000 a year. Although the pay was not as good as Standard Oil, being an airline pilot appealed to me. On top of that, whatever the airlines would pay me had to be better than the $985 a month the Marine Corps was paying me to be a pilot after 5 years of service. Instead of returning to Standard Oil or flying for the airlines, however, I took a job with the Xerox Corporation in downtown Honolulu. My starting pay was $720 a month. Once again, I took a pay cut. My friends and family thought the war had made me crazy. Now you may ask why I would take a job paying only $720 a month in a very expensive city like Honolulu. The answer is found in the theme of this book, Increasing Financial IQ. I took the job with Xerox not for the pay, but to increase my financial intelligence. I decided that the best way for me to earn money was as an entrepreneur. I knew that if I were to become an entrepreneur, I needed sales skills. There was only one problem. I was terribly shy and dreaded rejection. The 4 years I spent working for Xerox, from 1974 to 1978, were very hard. For the first 2 years, I was almost fired a number of times because I couldn't sell, but I had a goal to become the top salesman in the Honolulu branch, and I faced my challenges with determination. After the first 2 years, the sales training and the on-the-street experience began to pay off, and I finally reached my goal of becoming number one in sales at the Honolulu branch. I had solved the problem of being shy and hating rejection, and had learned to sell. Even better, I was making a lot more money than I would have as a ship's officer or an airline pilot. If I had just settled into a job after the war, I would never have overcome my fear of rejection and my shyness, and I would never have reaped the rewards of facing those challenges and conquering them. I learned a valuable lesson from my experience at Xerox. Solving the problem was the path to wealth. Once I reached my goal and became number one in sales, I resigned to take on my next challenge, building a business.